When distractions get in the way of your fitness goals on today's episode of Age is But a Number. I want to welcome you back to the Age is But a Number Health and Fitness Podcast. This is Tom Kramer coming to you from Columbus, Ohio. And if you hear this noise in the background, the traffic or whatnot, I am taking advantage of the warmer weather finally and get my walk in today. This weather's been really terrible these last couple of weeks. Rainy and cold and snow. And normally that doesn't bother me, especially the cold. But when you have snow and ice on the ground, I don't take that chance. Cold doesn't bother me. I get out in the cold. Yesterday was the first day of spring here in Columbus. Well, of course, anywhere here in the States, I guess. And it was raining cats and dogs, so I couldn't get out to walk. So I'm at my job right now because I do also have a full-time job I work, but I always get out and enjoy the weather and get the walk in. And this brings me up to the topic of the program from the beginning of the program, and that is distractions that get in the way of your fitness goals. And they can come in a variety of different distractions, one being the I call it work obligations, family obligations, injury problems, and obligations to what I call your wife or spouse if you have honey-do lists. There's just a variety of things that can get in your way of your fitness goals, because what do they say? The best laid plans of men don't always go the way they want. So I haven't worked out in about 3 days, my normal routine workout, but it didn't stop me from trying to get some type of exercise or, you know, stretching or what in. His last full workout I did was last Friday, and then that was my weight training workout. I took Saturday off because my body was feeling sore, my hip was sore. I don't know if it was from something where I stretched or maybe I put too much weight on the bar. So I said I'm going to rest fully on that day. I rested Sunday. Of course, my Saturday was just a lot of walking because I do the grocery shopping. So I always make sure I get a lot of walking in on that. And once that goes back to what I'm going to talk to you in later is the idea of trying to take advantage of any kind of calorie burn you can get. So whenever I go grocery shopping, I go ahead and park as far away from the front of the door as possible to get my extra calorie burn. I park way far away because I want that extra calorie burn. And then when I take my grocery cart, I just don't leave the cart out there in Neverland. I walk it all the way back to the cart caddy because it's not near, they don't have them near where I'm at, so where I park. So I walk it back because that's extra calories burned. So that was my Saturday, quote unquote, workout. And then yesterday, I had every intention of getting to the gym and doing a full weight training workout, which would be squats, bench presses, and barbell rows. And I was going to leave at 5 at work and 5 o'clock, which I usually work later than 5, but when we get in the middle of the month, the workload is down a little bit so I can get out by 5 o'clock. And the What happens is, seems like there's always an extra report that someone wants, and my boss told me he needed this report done before I leave. And so I'm wanting to get to the gym. And by the time I got done, it was already 5:45. Had to pick up some pet food, namely hay for the two bunnies that my family have, we take care of as our family pets. And one store was out of the hay, so I had to go to another store, so that took me out of my game. So by the time I get to my end of the town, where I work out at, it's already a 50-minute commute. I'm already lost over an hour and 15 minutes already. And by the time I got home, I'm like, well, this ain't going to work, because I get home too late, and the wife's not going to like that either. So I came home and had dinner, and then I work with my wife's business in the evening, so I spent a lot of energy doing that. We had a lot of things to get done. So I never really got done with all that work till about 10:30 at night, and I said to myself, I'm going to get something in, because I'll feel guilty if I don't. So I popped in, or I actually have it saved on my computer, and I can access it through my TV. A DDP yoga workout, which is Dallas Diamond Page or Diamond Dallas Page yoga workout. It's about 30 minutes, and it's the fat burn, and I really enjoyed that, because I really needed that for my hip too. It helped stretch me out, and I actually started to break a sweat and could tell I was getting stronger, because there is a push-up element in this particular moves, and I nailed those pretty well, so I was really excited about that. So I did that, and then I did some kettlebell swings, and then I did some what we call Bulgarian split squats. And so I got that done, and I'm very happy about getting that workout in. So anyway, that in a nutshell was my what I call distracted day. There's too many of those that come in or come around lately, and I just do not want to have many of those days. Now, tonight's Tuesday, and I'm getting this walk in, so there's some calorie burn now. And as soon as I get off work today, I'm going to head right to the gym and get my weight training in that I wanted to do yesterday. And I'm down about 15 pounds since the beginning of the year. I'm down 5.5 in my waist. So last night too, what helped me try to stay focused when I knew I couldn't get the workout is I didn't eat as much. I kept my calorie count a little lower than I normally do, and made sure I had plenty of protein. And it showed on the scale today, and I could tell just the way you look in the mirror as well that I didn't lose anything from resting those last 3 days. And that's a good point. Once you get into the idea of fitness and working out, and that the idea of making it a habit, and you actually enjoy it, and once you come to enjoy working out and you miss a day, you feel guilty, or you feel like you have to do something, or you're going to fall backwards if you don't get something in. But this weekend, I really did not panic taking Saturday and Sunday off. I normally just eat carbs on Sunday, but I actually ate carbs on Saturday and Sunday, which normally when we go out to a restaurant, I can always find a low carb meal. But this time the family wanted to go to Olive Garden, which I suppose I could have found a low carb option, but when you go to Olive Garden, you want pasta. And I went with a 1200 calorie pasta meal. And so I felt guilty a lot about that. But then on Sunday, I also had Reuben sandwiches, But I ate a lot more protein, a lot less carbs that Sunday to kind of offset what I did on Saturday. And I gained a few pounds on Monday because of that. And usually that's just water weight because you put a lot more salt in your diet. Today I wake up, I'm back to where I'm supposed to be and my goal. So what's your, I'd like to know what your challenges are, what your obstacles that get in your way of your fitness goals, your exercise goals. And you can always email me at tkremark+age@gmail.com. Or you can just do my personal, that's fine. It's tkremark@gmail.com. I can filter through it and find your message if you have anything. And I'm going to sit while I'm walking here. My shoe came untied, so I'm going to continue to talk while I tie my shoe. Or not. Can I do that at the same time? Can I tie my shoe and talk at the same time? Probably not. So that's tied. What is your goals? What is your obstacles? Like to know? You can go to my website and you can actually go to the contact page as well. And that, I'll answer any questions you may have on that. What else I was going to talk about today? And that would be, I guess the big thing is too, is if you're not, you should always have a battery of backup exercises in the event you can't get to the gym. I'm hoping that maybe you have a exercise bike or a treadmill at home. I used to have a treadmill. I got rid of that. And all I have now is an exercise bike, dumbbells. I have some stretch bands. And I also have my kettlebell. And then you can use your body for other things. Interesting. I'm just seeing some runners run by. And there's one guy running in bare feet, which... That's another episode I want to talk to you about, is proper running form and some things I've read on it and things I've been trying, and that is trying to get to close to barefoot running as possible. And when I mean close to barefoot running, I'm not saying running bare feet. I'm saying use minimalist shoes, because the arches on the high shoes and the support can actually do more damage to your feet than having those high arched, high heeled running shoes. And it's a nice book I read, and I'm going to talk about that in another episode. But interesting, I just saw this guy going by running in bare feet. So that is kind of a nice prelude to another episode I'm going to do. But anyway, let's take a commercial break and I'll be right back. Age is But a Number health and fitness podcast is brought to you in part by Audible.com. I have a 40-minute commute to and from work, and I like to fill that time with either a podcast or audiobooks. And this is one book that I definitely would recommend because I really enjoy it. It's called The 4-Hour Body. Here's an excerpt.
By challenging basic assumptions, it's possible to stumble upon simple and unusual solutions to long-standing problems. Overfat? Try timed protein and pre-meal vinegar. Undermuscled? Try ginger and sauerkraut. Can't sleep? Try upping your saturated fat or using cold exposure. This audiobook is designed to give you the most important 2.5% of the tools you need for body recomposition.
Like what you hear? You can get this book and any other book free for 30 days by going to audibletrial.com/ageisbutanumber and get your free trial today. Okay, I'm back. So I'm in the park right now. I'm actually by one of the local high schools. There's a path that goes behind the school, and I'm getting close to the athletic field on the one right side. I'm seeing track runners working on the track right now, young kids. And I'm 51, and I feel like I want to join them if I could one day, is just try to race them, because that is one of my goals, is to increase my speed through my weightlifting and running. Just more of a test for me. I never thought I'd go back to trying to do sprints at 51, but that's what I want to do. And then on the other side on the left, it looks like we have lacrosse players practicing lacrosse. So that's a nice day to do that. A lot of them are in shorts. Still kind of chilly. It's about 57 out, but you'll work up the sweat pretty quick on the field, I'm sure. But anyway, I was talking about having your different equipment. Obviously, you have the opportunity to get out and walk. Always take that advantage. You should always have a goal in mind of how far you want to walk. And once you get to the point of walking, you might want to do some testing of quick sprints, like looking at a telephone pole and put that in your mind and just sprint as far fast as you can, because you can get some quick cardio burn through HIIT training, H-I-T, H period, I period, T period, which is high intensity interval training, H-I-I-T, excuse me. And you can do high intensity interval training. You can do as little as 10 minutes of getting on a bike, but only doing a total of 3 minutes real high intensity, and you get a good workout. So that's one thing you can consider doing as well. Right now I do most of my workout at Planet Fitness, and sometimes it's hard to get in to get one of the rack. It's called the Smith machines, and I have to wait. The good thing is not a lot of people use those, but when it gets crowded, sometimes you have to wait. And happen to come across another fitness in my area, fitness gym, and it's a locally owned. It's called American Barbell. So I looked at their pricing. I may eventually drop my Planet Fitness and go over to American Barbell, because they have a lot of free weights. I'm ready to move to that level now. It's free weights. You would never see me in that normally wouldn't see a person like me doing that, but I'm really enjoying weightlifting right now, so that's where I'm at. So I want to come back to the show here and talk about my website. I'm building it now. I'm going to try to have as many resources free as possible, mostly free. I ain't trying to sell anything, just want to get the information out there. And I'm going to continue to do more podcasts, stuff that can help you out. And just kind of really, I want to talk about my progress, because I am working towards becoming a personal certified trainer, certified personal trainer. And once again, I'm not going to pull that trigger until I know I've met my goals in 2017. So I have a few goals for 2017. And if I make those goals, then I know I have the discipline to get to that next level and become a certified personal trainer. First goal, getting down to a weight of 189. That's 6'1", that's my perfect BMI. Now, that doesn't mean I'm going to stay down there at 189. What I want to do is rip all the fat off me, for lack of a better term, or burn all the fat off me. And then I want to eventually, then I will probably eat more calories, mostly protein, and really build up the muscle with the weight training, the protein shakes. And if I gain the weight back, it's all going to be muscle. I don't want any fat. So that's my goal, is 189, but not necessarily staying there. I want to kind of build it down and then build it back up, number one. Number two, by May 1st, 2017, I want to get my waistline to 34. It started out at 41.5 the beginning of the year. Right now I'm at 36-inch waist. So I want a 34-inch waist. I want a 34-inch waist by May 1st. And then I my ultimate goal is a 32-inch waist by, going back again, I want a 32-inch waist by January 1st, 2018. That's another goal. Number three, I want to have a body fat percentage of around between 10 and 15%. Now, I don't know what it is now. I've been making plans to go to a place that has a bod pod. For $25, they can measure my fat. And matter of fact, I may do that tomorrow because I have a pretty light day at work. I might just take off my lunch and then head on over there. So I might do a bod pod and get what my body fat is. Do wish I started that earlier, just where I started at the 215 weight. But I think I still have room to improve. I'm sure they'll find that I have room to improve on breaking that fat down lower, getting that percentage down lower. So I'd like to know where I'm at right now on my body fat. So that's another goal. And then obviously some other long-term goals is getting more muscle definition. Six-pack would be nice, but six-pack is really more than just your muscles showing through after you burn the fat off. So that could happen, but I'd like to get more defined muscles. Another goal is to increase my 40-yard sprinting speed. I haven't started even testing it yet, but I want to increase that. And something I used to do as a sophomore in high school, I want to increase my vertical leap. So that's another goal of mine. Mind you, I am 51. I think I've told you that already. I'm probably boring you with that. But I want to kind of flip in the script. I want to do all the things that I probably should have done when I was in high school, the training, because I didn't really have good guidance on weight training on to become a better athlete. So I don't have any injuries right now or any complications. But I just want to see if I can do it. I want to test how far I can go on the straining myself without obviously having a heart attack or anything. But I want to test myself and see how far I can go. And just to kind of a rewind, in November 2016, my blood pressure was at 155 over 85. That was about 6 months where I had, 6 months after I had it down to 120 over 80 or below that, after getting down to 193. Because November 2015, my blood pressure was up even higher. And so I went through a whole weight loss regimen, walking, a lot of walking. And by April, almost of last year, about this time last year, I was down to 193. And the wife said, "You're getting too small. That's enough." And instead of arguing with her, I said, "Okay." I thought, "Well, I got this." And it wasn't 6 months later, I already ballooned right back to 213 and my blood pressure was back up. So now I'm at, I started it over, 213, 215, and now I'm down to 198.6. My blood pressure is about 122 over 77, fluctuates between 124, 125, and below 80. But right now, today it was 124 over 77. I really like to keep that, really, my blood pressure below 118 and in the mid-70s on the lower number. So that's another goal. I've got a follow-up appointment with my doctor, and she was concerned about my BP at the time, which I heard it already had got it down. I don't take any blood pressure medications, so when I come in, I want to be ready for her. I got everything charted out. I chart everything, and I bring it to her to show her my progress so she knows that I take this seriously. I don't want to be put on any medications. And I think when I come in, I think she'll be pleasantly surprised. So these are the goals I have for 2017. If I meet these goals, I'm going to go ahead and If I meet those goals, I'm going to go ahead and get it done. So anyway, those are my goals. So I'd like to know what your goals are for 2017. It's never too late. I don't make New Year's resolutions because I've already started my resolutions way before the New Year. So there's still a lot of time, but you still have to put a time stamp on what you're trying to do. If I meet my goals, then I'm going to seriously go ahead and take the test to become a certified personal trainer. And at 51, they need people my age to be personal trainers. It's a big request at that age, so I think, why not? I'm not a special person. I don't have a background in sports as much, but I have dedication, I have motivation, and I have want to teach people what I've learned over the few years I've been doing this, my mistakes, my triumphs, what I would do over again if I could, and what is really working for me. And the great thing is, once you have that knowledge of there and you fall backwards, you can right the ship again and use what you learn to get back down, get to the goal you want in fitness. So that's why I want to become a fitness trainer. And I've had a few friends on Facebook that follow me, and they post, I post a lot of things, my goals. So on Facebook, I post my workout routines, what my calorie count came in at that end of the day, what my motivations are on the workout. And sometimes people don't really care about that, and I was the same way. I used to be a big poster of politics, and I just decided to get away from that, and I'm not going to get into my politics, but I got to only rely on myself anymore at this point, and I don't have any particular feelings towards either side right now. So but when I started posting things on my health, I didn't get as many people to talk to me, but of the few, they will talk to me about it and let me know that, hey, they like what I'm doing here, and they tell me what they're going through. So anyway, I've had a few of my friends really, like my status, and they make comments what they're doing, and then sometimes they just can't believe what I'm trying to do, and they're very motivated by me. And when I told one person that I wanted to be a personal trainer, she said, "Tom, you're already a personal trainer. You motivate me more than anything I know." And I'm like, okay, then I think I'm on the right track, because I just want to stay positive, and hopefully people follow that. So go to my website and hit the contact page and tell me what your goals are for 2017 and beyond. Yeah, so I'm taking this walk in this nice path in the woods, and it goes into a nice suburb here in Dublin, Ohio. And a lot of families are out with their kids on the jungle gym, so they're really enjoying this weather. So I stopped to say a little bit of hello to them and play with the kids. Not really play with them, just say hi and humor them. But like I said, go to my website, ageisbutanumber.net. Go to the contact page and fill out what your goals are. If you have questions, feel free to give me a shout out, and I can try to answer them. So go to ageisbutanumber.net, and there you can also find my Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram information as well. And you can hook up on my site on those social media sites as well through that website. Anyway, I think that is enough for today. Keep pushing forward and keep making those mini gains. I call it mini gains. So keep doing it. Talk to you later. Age is But a Number Health and Fitness podcast is part of the Absolute Advantage multimedia family of companies. My web address is ageisbutanumber.net. You can reach me at tkremark@gmail.com. That's tkremark@gmail.com. Also, you can find us on Instagram at ageis_butanumber, Twitter at ageisbutanumber, and you can also find us on Facebook by just searching Age is But a Number. Our program music theme is by Javier Suarez of BetterWithMusic.com.